This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We are at Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. We're having the best time. There's pizza. There's games. There's a lot of people here. We're just all being so, so nice, and they're big fans of the show, which makes me incredibly happy, and I thank you all. Give yourselves a nice round of applause. Thank you all so much for coming out today, and my boss has arrived. He is here, so we'll be talking to him in a little bit, but for this next segment, I was inspired by the mailroom manager. She actually sent me an email this morning, and at first, I was a little taken aback because the headline is alcohol drinking declines and sobriety spreads as consumers slash. So when she told me about this, she said, I sent you an email about how people aren't buying alcohol. I didn't really know. My mind didn't go to inflation for some reason. My mind went like, oh, people are getting out of that pandemic funk. You know, people are, because during the pandemic, a lot of people, that was like one place you could go. Church was closed. The movie theaters were closed. You know what always stayed open? The liquor stores. So people are getting their wine, their vodka. But it turns out it's because of the economy. People are slashing discretionary spending. And this got me thinking, because that's not something I'm slashing. As far as if I'm going to slash something, it's not going to be that. I don't want to make myself seem like a booze bag. But I enjoy, like Jen Psaki, I enjoy a margarita on the weekends. Thank you, Jared, for that sound effect. I so appreciate that. But there are things that people cut when they're feeling a pinch in their wallets, when the gas is really high, people cut back, and everyone has different things. So what I want to do now is I want to ask the callers, what is something you cut back on? What is something where you say, you know what, I don't really need that. I could go without. And I also want to take it to a different level, because I also want to know, what is something you don't need that you could live without that you won't cut out? That you say, I could cut this out, but I refuse. Because I know what mine is. Mine is my daily coffee. I get a $4 coffee. It's going to make Howie sick when I say this, because he drinks out of our coffee pot. And I'm convinced that he doesn't just drink out of the coffee pot. I think without changing the grinds, he refills it with the water. Yep. I think he does. Look at him. He's not even protesting that. So I get my daily...
It's a fact.
It's a fact. Jared knows it too. So I get my daily coffee every day. I drive in. It's like around $4. It keeps going up. And I say to myself, you know those things where they tell you, if you just made your coffee at home and you didn't buy that $4 coffee, you would have X amount of money at the end of the year and you could buy a Lamborghini or whatever it is. And I'm like, yeah, that's just never going to happen because I'd also be miserable. I like getting up and getting my coffee. Everybody's got different things. A guy here at Fun Spot just came up to me and said, I have something I will not cut back on. Guns and ammo. And I said, that's a good one. I'd like to know. I don't even know what I'm more interested in. What are you cutting back on and what you refuse to cut back on? It's 844-500-4242. I see some people on the lines. We'll definitely go to your calls. Let me just give you a tiny bit more information, though. This is from Morning Consult. The adult beverage industry appears to be in a precarious position as consumers cut spending overall and show signs of shifting discretionary purchases from goods back to services. Overall, consumers reported spending on alcohol was down 15% month over month in March, as elevated expenses for necessities like groceries and gas precipitated declines in non-essential purchases. You know what's one I think of a lot is like, for especially for the ladies here, getting a blowout or, you know, getting your nails done, things that it's nice and when everything's going well, you might do it, but you don't need it, you know. It makes you happy. Makes you happy. But that's kind of in my mind how I justify everything. Do I need it? No, but it makes me happy. The shampoo is very expensive, but God, it brings me so much joy. So everyone has different things that they decide. Some people will stay home more. Some people won't go on trips. That is one thing I will say is driving-wise. I used to be the type of person who, like on a Saturday morning, I would say, oh, let's drive down to Scituate or let's drive down to New Hampshire for the day and go out to lunch. I'm more cognizant now of my gas tank. You know, I'm like, do I really need to waste all this gas just to go somewhere that I could go down the street? So I think that tourism is going to be affected by it too. I think people are going to really think about, do I need to go to this place? Am I just going for fun? All right, we already have a lot of people on the lines here. Let's go to Joanne. You're first up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Joanne.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I live not too far away from where you went to high school.
Braintree.
I thought you went to North Quincy High School.
No, I went to Thayer. I went to Thayer and Braintree. I'm a Tiger.
Oh, Thayer and Braintree. My mother lives diagonally across the street from it and on Washington Street.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And I live in Wayman by the beach.
Very good. Love it.
Yeah. And if you're looking for a nice boyfriend, I have a 32-year-old son that's maybe looking.
Joanne,
he's sitting up in the backyard right now. He's a frisky, spicy guy.
Joanne, I hate to break this to you. I am married. I'm officially off the market.
I am so sorry. I thought you were the same age as my son or younger.
I mean, I think I'm pretty young. I'm only 29, but I am married. But Joanne, I thank you so much that you would even think I would be a good match. But Joanne, what do you do to save money?
Oh, I use my coffee maker. I have a dual system coffee maker. One side of it is a pot, and the other side is a Keurig.
Oh, fancy.
And my son uses the Keurig. My husband and I use the pot.
Yeah, I know. I should do that, too. See, I knew this is going to happen. Now I feel like that is a good way to save money. It's bleak, you know? It's just, okay, when people have those coffee mugs that they bring from home, like the, what are those called? The tumbler things? Something about that, man. Not happening with me. I appreciate the call, though. Let's go to Jeff. You're next up. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Grace.
Good afternoon.
Because of the prices of barrels of oil,
yes.
I cut back on whiskey and hard liquor, mixed drinks. I'm drinking more domestic beers.
That's good. That's good. What's something, Jeff, do you have something that you won't cut out?
Cigars.
Nice. Okay.
It's America.
See, I like that.
Right there.
Yeah. Domestic beers and cigars. Can't beat it. I like that better, Jared. That question about what you won't cut out, because it
then
makes
will you
me
go
happy.
Out with somebody's son? That's how she saves money. She hooks her son up with
big
time celebrities.
She plays matchmaker on the side. Hey, you know what? I get it. The moms are always trying to matchmake. I understand. James, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, James.
Hi, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. My wife and I, we make a really good living, but ironically this week we cut off Comcast, we cut out the landscaper to do the fertilizing, got rid of Netflix. It's going to cost us $1,000 for hot water, the oil for hot water for the summer. You have to find savings everywhere you can.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's, you know, cutting the cord is a really good one. Are you going to get, James, any other streaming service or just no more TV in your house?
Well, I bought the digital antenna and some devices to make some not smart TV smart, and we'll maybe just do one subscription. But we have Amazon Prime too, so.
Yeah, I have, I hate admitting this, but I have a couple different streaming services, but I'm what you would call a mooch, where I am using other people's. I have like an account on other people's, and it's to the point now where people will say to me, I said, oh, I might get HBO. And a friend of mine said, oh, you can use my account if you want. And I said, no, I can't. This is getting sad. I got to buy one. Like, I can't be literally leeching off of all of these people. And the thing with my mom's is there's so many of us that sometimes it will tell you, like, oh, you can't go on because someone else is on. But here's the worst part. It says you can't go on to Netflix because someone else is on. And then it tells you what that person's watching. So it rats out who's ever on the Netflix. So we get these texts from my mom, and she's like, want to get on Netflix? Who's watching Bob's Burgers? And you're like, oh, no. Then you got to sign off. Mark, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Grace. Listener from day one. I enjoy the show every day. Grace, I'm calling because I'm involved in the marijuana industry and the cannabis industry. And I can tell you one thing that's happening. The liquor store owners are complaining big time that the pot industry is killing off the liquor stores because it's actually cheaper. The type of marijuana that's put up, it actually hangs on longer, costs less in the long run. You need very little of it. I don't smoke it either or use it in any way. But apparently what's happened is the amount of money's been shifting over big time. The average marijuana store, you know, takes in $50,000 to $80,000 a day cash. So people have not been cutting back on that, I can tell you that much.
People haven't been cutting back on the marijuana. Yeah, and you know what else they like, Mark, is the edibles, like the gummies. That's huge, especially with younger people. They love those. And I think, Mark, I don't know this for a fact. I've never been a big pothead, if you can believe that. But I don't, when people do smoke pot, I don't think they really love to mix. Like, I think if you're smoking pot, that's it for the night, right? Are you there, Mark?
Popular product that's come out. One of the most popular products that's come out is THC-infused seltzer water. And what it does is it goes down easy. You don't have to choke on it. And the people say that the high is quick and it's immediate. And it also is just as good, and it doesn't have any negative effects. The other thing about marijuana and THC, and I'm not selling the thing. I mean, I just happen to, I'm the facilities inspector, and I didn't get involved with the growing and all that. And basically what it does is it simply keeps people from getting fat. I mean, you know, unless you eat a lot of Fritos, I guess. But it's an interesting situation, and the every single store, even though they keep adding more and more, continues to have their revenue shoot up.
Amazing. Yeah, so I actually was listening to a podcast the other day. I won't name what it was, but there was a guy on there, and he was talking about this same thing, and he was saying, oh, you know, I'm trying to lose weight, so I smoke marijuana so that I don't gain weight because alcohol has so many calories. And he said, but then you just have to, you know, make sure that when you get high, you don't go for the snacks, the devil dogs and the pizza. And so that's a challenge right there, I think, for a lot of people. But
off the weed.
That's going to be Howie in the next hour when he gets on. Hey, who's smoking the reefers? 844-500-4242. Call in. We want to know. Everyone's enjoying this. I like hearing what people are going to cut back on. What are you cutting back on? What's something that you will never give up no matter what? We'll take your calls. You can weigh in, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
We are asking the listeners, What is something you're cutting back on because of Brandon's economy? And what is something that Brandon will have to pry from your cold, dead hands because you will not give it up? I have more on that list, the things I refuse to give up, than I do on the list of things I'm cutting back on. But 603 says, I'll be cutting out CNN Plus from my monthly budget. Oh, no. Grace, I'm saving money by moving to Florida, says 508. Yeah, that's a good one, too. We're getting a lot of good texts here, but the number is 844-500-4242. Joining me now is the owner of Fun Spa in Laconia. Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show.
So much. Thanks so much, Grace, for having us back in the program. I mean, this is a great time for us here at Fun Spot, and we're just getting our big season rolling now. So it's a perfect time to remind people, you know, we're the largest arcade in the world, and come on up to play. We're open 7 days a week year-round. But like I say, the big season is about to happen, and you can tell by the weather that, you know, the lake's warming up, and everybody's getting their boats unwrapped and launched, and it's an exciting time, spring revival and everything. And we've had a great start to this year, too, I'll tell you.
You know, we have such a great crowd here right now, and Howie hasn't even started his show yet, so I'm so flattered that you're all here early. And I was just talking to a couple listeners, and they have their son here with them, and I said, oh, where is he now? And they said, well, he can spend 6 hours here at Fun Spa. He spent 6 hours here before. So for people who have kids who, when the summertime comes around, they're like, what are we going to do all day? This is a great spot
to absolutely. Yeah, no, it's something here for everybody in the family. You know, we have from adults playing cash bingo. We have bowling, 10-pin, and candle pin. We have an indoor mini golf course and a free birthday party area where you can come and we host free parties for people, and you can come in and have a great time anytime you want without having to pay anything. You just have to make a reservation. And of course, we have the largest arcade in the world. That's about 600 games strong right now. And 300 of those are what we call the classics. The American Classic Arcade Museum is right across from where we're sitting. And there's 300 80s and early 90s vintage games there that you can play. The old classics that you've been talking with Jared about, the Pac-Man, Donkey Kong. All those cool games are over there, and a lot of fun here. A lot of fun for everybody.
It's really, really fun, and there's just so much to do. It's a really huge space. So you guys have mini golf here, too.
We do, yes, an indoor mini golf course, and you can it's self-service. You can just go in there and play anytime you want. It's a very inexpensive entertainment, too, actually, when you come right down to it.
Yeah.
Because you buy $20 worth of tokens out of the machine to play games, you get 125 tokens. It's about 16 cents a piece. You're paying now less than we used to pay back in the 80s when we were playing with quarters. So it's a pretty affordable family fun.
It really is, and I know a lot of the adults here are looking forward to playing some of the games, too. A lot of people have come up to me and told me their old favorites. What's your favorite game?
You mentioned Donkey Kong. I think I'm Team Donkey Kong. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. And it goes back to a movie that was, a lot of it was filmed here, called King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters. And it's a great movie. Look it up. If you can get a copy of it, you're going to enjoy it. It's an excellent movie. But anyway, it's based around a competition on Donkey Kong. But a lot of it was filmed here at Fun Spot. And it's just a hoot to watch, you know, people that you know in the movie, you know, some of the regular gamers that we have here at Fun Spot. So that was a pretty shiny moment for Fun Spot when we got included in that. But that's, I think, has endeared me to the game of Donkey Kong. That's got to be my top game.
I don't blame you whatsoever. I love Donkey Kong. Dave, will you partake in our poll question with us? Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which is the best classic arcade game? Pac-Man, Galaga, Donkey Kong, Space Invaders, Pole Position, or Asteroids?
I'm saying Miss Pac-Man, or Mr. Pac-Man, Pac-Man,
yeah.
Whichever,
gender-neutral
Pac-Man, birthing person Pac-Man. And what's your vote?
I'm going Donkey Kong. Yeah.
All right, Jared, what do we got?
Pac-Man in the lead at 35%.
No doubt, yep.
All righty, we'll be right back with your calls. What are you cutting out in this economy, and what are you keeping? 844-500-4242. Big round of applause for Dave from Fun Spa. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Grace.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I've met so many wonderful people here. We're having so much fun. And a lot of people are texting in what they are giving up. Some people are going to give up alcohol. Some people are going to move. They're going to, you know, vote with their feet and move to a place that's going to, you know, the landscaping thing I think is a good one. Because I actually have a friend, she just moved to a smaller place, and she said the landscaping was just, it was killing me. And also, just sometimes when you have these big properties, the bills just really add up. And depending on where you live, even in your state, moving from one town to another can save you money. 844-500-4242. I know my town has very high taxes. Let's go to Craig. You've been waiting a while. Go ahead, Craig. You there, Craig?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Heck yeah. What I was saying is, you know, thanks for having me on, but I've definitely given up my ability to pay my bills on time. That's one thing. And also a lot of free time because I have to pick up extra work to be able to afford living in Biden's America.
Yeah, that's a very, very good one, paying the bills. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are going back to that auto pay and going, maybe we take the auto pay slide off and I'll just have them reach out to me. They'll reach out to me and let me know when they need the money. Thanks for the call, Craig. That's a good one. Pat, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, Grace. So I've given up buying the daily coffee. I do make my coffee, however, I do splurge a little bit, and I'm using the Black Rifle coffee.
Yeah.
I would rather support a better-known company than Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. What I will not give up is my FabFitFun subscription box.
Oh, a subscription box. Yeah, no, I get that. You know what I have, Pat? I do the clothing rentals. A lot of people know this about me because whenever someone gives me a compliment, I say, oh, thanks, it's rented. And that some people are really surprised by that. They go, that's a coat. I'm like, yeah, no, it's a rented coat. It goes back tomorrow. But I rent like 4 pieces a month. And I paused it for like a minute when the pandemic first hit because we were all living in sweatpants for like 2 years. But then I brought it back because they have good customer service. They're nice to me. And I figured I would keep it. I do like it, though, because I think it kind of saves me money in the long run from not buying, you know, new clothes for every time I have to go to something. So I do have a subscription. But there are other subscriptions that I look at and I go, I don't need this anymore. I don't need, like, I at one point was paying for Hulu, but I wasn't watching it enough to warrant that monthly charge. Thanks for the call, Pat. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. What are you cutting out to keep up with Joe Biden's crazy inflation? And what do you refuse to give up? I was thinking about the Biden administration. I said, so they're cutting back on baby formula, and they refuse to give up. The Biden administration refuses to give up crack pipes. That's how they're dealing with this economy. Nathan, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
So the one thing that I don't want to give up is I love gambling. That's my fun spot to go to. I love gambling at Encore Casino or Oxford Casino. But the one thing that I would like to give up in this economy is smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. You got to give up the smoking of the cigarettes, Nathan. That's just too expensive. And it's bad for your health.
It's crazy. So, yeah, that's one thing that I'm working on.
But, when I was in college, my mom met this woman, and the woman had, I think it was like a nephew, who was at the same college as me. And so let's call him Joe. And my mom said, do you know this guy Joe? He goes to the same school as you. And I said, no, Providence is, you know, it's a pretty big school. I've never seen him. And my mom says, yeah, but you know what? I know how you could tell if it's him. He smokes. And I said, what, like cigarettes? And she said, yeah, he smokes cigarettes. And I said, okay. And she said, well, there can't be that many people who smoke cigarettes. And I said, on the entire campus? Yeah, there are a couple. There's more than one. I'm not going to walk around the campus and be like, oh, you're the one. You're Joe. My mom told me about you. But I always think of that because when she said it to me, and my mom grew up like both her parents smoked. She said it to me. She said, do people smoke nowadays? Like, it was almost like she couldn't believe that all these years later, there were still people who smoke cigarettes. But there are. And that's another thing that you might have to give up is, and I'm looking at Howie now, menthol, right? Because Joe Biden's thinking about banning the menthol cigarettes. The menthol cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Here, put your thing on. We're bringing you in early for this because this is a Howie Carr topic. Is he really going to do it? He's been walking on eggshells for a while.
Good to be in New Hampshire. I'm going to buy a couple of cartons of Newports, maybe one of Cool, some Marlboro Greens, even some Salems if they still sell them before I go back to Massachusetts. Yeah, it's an amazing thing, isn't it, that they want to ban menthol cigarettes, but they want to give away free crack pipes and meth pipes. Free! Now, you know, I know long-term smoking isn't good for you, but a couple of packs of Newports versus crack or meth, what's less bad for you?
Hey, you're not a doctor, and you're not a biologist. You don't have any of these credentials.
Hey, a guy just came over here earlier today. He saw me 40 years ago with Dapper O'Neill. You know what Dapper's brand was?
Lucky Strike?
Kools.
Kools.
I don't know what happened. One day, Kools were number one. Everybody in the neighborhood smoked Kools. The next day, it just like turned over like that. Everybody was smoking Newports.
The next day, they weren't so cool anymore.
Exactly. So I think Kool is still second, but it's a distant second.
My Nana always smoked Marlboro.
Well, you know, I think the number three, if I had to guess, I would say the number three menthol cigarette is Marlboro Green. Is that right? Don't you think? Do we have any smokers still left in this crowd?
Yours was Lucky Strikes, right, Howie?
I got some smokers. I smoke Paul Malls. I smoke Lucky sometimes, but I'd rather have a Lucky than a Cool any day.
And tell people what you used to do back in the day when you were just a young, blonde entrepreneur.
I went to school in North Carolina, but I lived in Massachusetts. There was quite a profit margin if you bought cigarettes in North Carolina, and I had a 59 Chevy Impala. So I had a giant trunk. Just throw them all in there. Go down to the Polish American Club in South Deerfield and just open up the trunk and sell them.
You were such a businessman, even at that age.
I was desperate.
Hey, Howie, speaking of desperate, is there anything you're giving up, cutting out in this economy, and is there anything you refuse to give up?
I'm not giving up Cuban coffee. We're going to go buy a Market Basket on the way back. I'm not giving up Cuban coffee. I've gotten really into it. Super strong. That's the best.
You don't buy the fancy cheese as much anymore in the office.
No.
Not that I keep tabs on it. I'm just saying.
I tell you what, I would if I ran into like a cut of steak that was $25 a pound, I'd probably pass on it.
Yeah. No, I get that. I went to get bacon the other day. It's very expensive, and I just went for the cheapest one. Not that it really makes a huge difference with bacon.
Yeah. This guy Charlie brought in some bacon last week at the event. He's the guy who brought in the beef jerky.
Oh, yeah. Very good beef jerky.
Yeah. The bacon. You know, it was my favorite kind of bacon. It was free bacon.
Yeah. There's nothing better.
It was kind of like these stickers. And again, if you come out, these stickers are going really fast, but we still got some of them. Biden did that stickers. And then some of them say Trump. It's Trump saying Biden did that. And there are a few of
they're really cool. Biden.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's go back to the callers here. Zebra, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show with Grace and Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Howie. Hi, Grace. How everybody down there? Hello.
And how many cartons would you like, Zebra?
I live in
All I got left is Bel Airs. I don't know how the hell I ever got these Bel Airs in there. Who the hell wants to smoke Bel Airs? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't need the Lucy's, Howie. Thanks, though. I'll check with you later.
Yeah.
Get a new house.
Yeah, Lucy's didn't work out in Staten Island.
No, Mike Gardner didn't really profit from that at all, did he?
No.
Those guys, they're unbelievable. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to start cutting out all the corporations that are giving money to the wrong people, starting with Verizon this week. I hope that doesn't upset any advertisers, but I'm not trying to do that. But I'm going to consolidate my suppliers and whittle things down a little bit. But I'm not going to give up my beer on the weekends because, and frankly, I don't think anyone else is going to either.
Zebra, you can go to Sam Adams because Coke has been pretty good for Trump. He's like backed away a little bit because he took a lot of crap. Yingling, they were being boycotted because they let Trump come to Yingling, the big brewery in I think Pottstown, PA. So there's some decent beer companies for you. How about what Netflix did? You see that? What happened to Netflix today?
Yeah, we talked about it. We talked about it before you got here, my friend. They sent out a memo to the employees saying, "Take it easy. If you don't like our content, you can leave.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this Netflix that we're singing be a warning."
That was my fault. I literally set that up for him so easily. I have to make a huge correction.
When you're running down my Netflix, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Howie, I have to make a very, very big correction here. I've upset my entire family who's listening. I'm getting tons of text messages. This is a huge correction. My grandmother did not smoke Marlboros. My mom is texting me, "Parliament 100s. And then she said, "She's not a cowboy, for God's sakes. Not Marlboros. Parliaments." She's also texting into the text line about it.
Parliaments have the unique recessed filter.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. I'm sorry, Nana. Rest in peace. I did not mean to besmirch your name with the Marlboros claim. I didn't know. Is that like a bad brand?
Parliaments?
No, Marlboros.
Marlboros, number one. Marlboro been number one. Winston was number one when they had the TV ads because they had the thing that you could say on the air. Winston tastes good like a dun-dun cigarette shed. And then once they took the ads off, Marlboro came up to number one because they had it was all print ads, and Marlboro had the cowboys going through the snow.
Yeah, she said she's not a cowboy.
So that's how much the taste is worth. It's just the advertising. You know, with the better the advertising, the bigger the sales.
Well, before we go, Howie, to the break, why don't you tell everyone what your aunt used to tell you about smoking cigarettes?
Howard, that's the way she talked because she'd been smoking Pall Malls since the Harding administration. Howard, when you're outside and a kid and you're a teenager, someone might offer you a smoke, but never take anybody else's smokes. You get as many Pall Malls as you want from me because someone might offer you a reefer. Try to get you hooked. So you need a smoke, you just come. You could have as many of mine. Pall Malls, wherever particular people can congregate.
Oh, gosh. God bless that woman. She had her hands full with you. That is for damn sure.
They were damn good cigarettes.
I'm sure they were. 844-500-4242.
70 millimeter. 70 millimeter. King non-filters.
This could be the whole first segment of your show right here. Just cigarette talk with Howard Lawrence Carr.
Could be the whole show.
Remember, last year we were here.
No, everyone's leaving. Come back.
Last year we started talking about the pinball machines, and everyone started calling up about that. Very opinionated about the pinball machines. All right, 844-500-4242. We will be right back with Howie, with some more Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Every parliament gives you extra margin. The filter's recessed and made this day a neat.
Today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. I also want to announce today's gas money winner. If you want to enter, just go to gracecurlyshow.com, enter your email. We give away $50 worth of gas every weekday, once a show. Howie also does it. Totally free to enter. Just keep an eye out for an email from store@HowieCarshow.com. Today's winner is Ed. Congratulations, Ed.
You won! You did it!
A family friend of mine who's a little bit older just texted me and said, when I was younger, they used to give away the cigarettes on planes for free. Everyone got a four-pack, including the children.
It, when I worked at City Hall, they would give them out at Downtown Crossing. And so, like, 11:45, you'd be working, and some hack would run in and say, they're giving out smokes today! And everyone would be running. It'd be like a stampede on the elevator at City Hall, and everyone would be rushing out to get their free smokes. You know, the when they were trying to stop the process, they were saying, some of the black leaders were saying, they were giving out the cigarettes in the black projects. And we're all saying, they weren't just giving them out in the black projects. They were giving them out in the white projects. They were giving them out downtown. They were giving them out in Chinatown. They were giving them out everywhere.
So this, my friend here says, no matter how old you were on the plane, you got a mini pack of cigarettes. Me and my friends used to take all the unused packs left on the meal trays. It was probably the early 70s. After the meal on the plane, everyone lit up. You could barely see through all the smoke. That's amazing.
That was back when cigarettes had vitamin C in them. They were good for you.
That's right. More doctors recommended Camels than any other brand. You can still hear that on the old-time radio. Look at an old magazine. They have these pictures of guys in white coats with stethoscopes telling you to smoke Chesterfields or Camels or something like that.
Oh, they're like MSNBC doctors, you know.
They're
not real doctors, but they play one on TV.
I think New Hampshire's motto should be, instead of live free or die, should be live free and smoke menthols.
That's a free idea from Howie Carr, everyone. Take them up on it. Hey,
yeah, we have a candidate for governor here. She can pick up on it.
Yeah, there you go.
Live free and smoke menthols. That could be the new state slogan.
Let's go to the callers here. Bill, you're last up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Grace, I want to ask Howie. Howie, back when you were on Channel 7, I think, what was the name of that guy that was the announcer for the Boston Celtics?
Johnny Most.
Remember him?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
Sam, daylight jumper, yeah. Bang!
Yeah, my father would smoke True Blues, and when he got a head cold, he'd run out and get a pack of Cools, because the menthol would open up his sinuses.
He could have got Green Trues. They had menthol Trues, too. Trues were the worst cigarettes. Your father must have been trying to quit. They had no nicotine, no tar.
Remember Virginia Slims?
I have a pack of those on my desk, Virginia
yeah.
Slims.
Those were for the ladies.
Yes, there was a rumor started at some point during my time with Howie Carr that I smoke Virginia Slims, and then people would bring me packs of them, and I'd be like, I don't actually smoke this.
That's what you said.
Howie.
I used to have a pack of Dukakis cigarettes when he was running for president. Someone did that. I don't know who the hell did that.
That'd probably be pretty valuable now.
Were they like him? Weak?
Feeble.
All right, everyone. Thank you to Fun Spa for having me. I'll be here with Howie Carr's show. Round of applause to everybody who's out here today. We'll be right back with more. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Oh, whatever disgusting display.